Judiciary Committee is called to order. It is 12:40. We're right on time as usual. Present for the record are Representatives Guerra, Samuels, Gruenberg, and myself, McGuire. We do have a quorum to conduct business. We just have one item on the agenda today before we close the committee on, and Representative Anderson.
And that's right.
And just before we start, I want to say on the record, thank you so much to Susan. She has done an outstanding job for our committee. She's the lady that waits in limbo when the speaker's calling us back and forth from the floor, and she just does a great job. So thanks a lot. And to our committee aide, Vanessa Tondini. She works round the clock for us and just does a fantastic job. And I'm lucky enough that even after passing the bar, she's going to stick with me for a little bit, but we'll wait and see how long. So you've got her over the interim if there are any pressing.
Which district? Does she live in your district?
Oh, well. So.
And to Brian.
That's right. Good to you, Brian Hall. Yeah, yay! That's right.
And to Chair McGuire.
No.
Only woman
we'll do that at the
in
end.
This world that can handle this committee.
We'll clap for her at the end here.
All right. So, what we've got, I'd appreciate a motion for version C. Representative Guerra.
So moved.
Okay. So, we have version C before us, and I just have one amendment. And Senator Seekins and I talked about it last night. This is on page 2, lines 28 and 29, to change to December 1st. And the concern is just to have enough time. That's number one. And number two, I don't even want, and I know he did not intend it, we've already discussed that, but even any implication that it would be political. So to make sure that it's after the election and give folks times to report. One discussion was had between us, I'll just put on the record. What if the person, the legislative person that's appointed by the president or the speaker is not reelected? And we've had that happen one time that I know of on the SAMA task force, and that was Drew Scalzi. But as we all know, you serve your term all the way through the end of December and up to the next swearing in January. So we figured out that there wasn't a problem there. So
that's fine.
Okay. So Representative Gruenberg.
I'll move on lines 28 and 29 for discussion December 1st instead of November 1st. And I'll object to my own motion for the
okay.
purpose of discussion. We talked about, Karen and John and Brian and myself, a little bit. Suppose they want to tweak their report after they submit it. I would recommend very respectfully that the report be due on December 1, but not terminate the thing officially until, let's say, February 1, so that they can, and they'd also then be available to testify at a hearing on the subject. So I'm going to amend my motion. Well, let me bifurcate my motion. I move December 1 on line 28.
Is there any objection to December 1st on line 28? Okay, hearing none. Amendment number 1 carries. That brings us to amendment number 2.
I'm going to then, Madam Chair, change November 1 on line 29 to February 1, 05. If that's no problem with
okay,
that.
And I just want to ask Mr. Hove if you have any, you understand the point he's saying.
No problem.
That way if there are any modifications or whatever. Much flexibility as possible. That way, if you want to end earlier and wrap it up, then that's so be it. That discretion is there. Yes, Representative
One more amendment at the request.
And then just real quick to wrap that motion up, is there any objection to amendment number 2? Okay, hearing none, amendment number 2 carries. Amendment number 3?
The request of the pharmacists, the Alaska Pharmacist Association. I understand the official name on line 16 is Alaska Pharmacist Singular Association, but there's no state in there, so I'll move to delete the word state.
Okay, is there any objection to amendment number 3? Yeah, good catch. Okay, hearing none. Any further committee discussion or amendments? Okay, hearing none, thank you so much, Mr. Hove, and we appreciate it. We'll talk with you soon, and I had promised Vanessa's mind and skills during the interim to help out, too. She'll be there in whatever capacity and that can be of assistance to you. Okay? Sure. Representative Gruenberg.
I would like to make a motion that we extend our thanks for the cooperation and assistance to the Senate Judiciary Committee.
Absolutely.
And likewise.
We've had a good working relationship this year. It's sure been nice.
It is nice when people can work together.
Yeah.
And we have to, of course, compliment you as well for hope the members recognize what
you make another motion on that one?
That's right.
I understand. You may have a call. I move and ask unanimous consent that we thank the chair and the vice chair, too.
Thank you very much. And
I'll throw in Deshka.
Really phenomenal job, Liesl.
Yeah, and thanks very much to the minority as well. It's you guys have made my quorum every time I've needed
Let's
you.
Have a group hug.
And that's a big deal, actually. That's something that is a courtesy that you give to me, and we've had a good working relationship. So thanks a lot, and let's have a motion to move the bill out.
So moved.
So moved. Any objections? Hearing none, it's on to the floor. And we're adjourned.
Thank you.
Yay.